Continuing teaching on the science of the Christian life, I teach tonight on the subject, the science of desire. The science of desire. For not teaching this series, I'd call this study the missing ingredient in prayer promises. The missing ingredient in prayer promises. It's almost unheard of for anybody to mention that desiring something is one of the prerequisites to getting your prayer answered. Open your Bibles to Mark chapter 11, please. Mark chapter 11, verse number 20. Mark 11, verse number 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, now this is a very strange statement, and it's almost always overlooked. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire when you pray, believe that you shall receive them and you shall have them. Now, that's interesting. What are the things you desire when you pray? Now, from this verse right here, somebody say, well, prayer, God answers prayer. Well, here it says God answers desire. It says when you pray. It didn't say you get what you pray for. It said when you pray, you get what you desire. So desire is a way to get your prayers answered. If you want something bad enough, he said, when you pray, if you want something bad enough and believe you'll get it, you will. And I want to talk to you for a while tonight on that missing prerequisite or prayer promise and the science of desire. Father, bless our study tonight. Thank you that you hear our prayers, but more than that, that you do answer our prayers. Thank you for all those promises. Many of them we're going to read tonight and study. I pray you tonight change our prayer lives and give us enlightenment about this matter of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going to get out by 9 o'clock, but you're going to have to listen quickly tonight because I want you to get your Bibles out. And we're going to be reading several scriptures. I want you to look them up quickly. I want you to listen carefully. And I promise you that I'm going to squeeze an awful lot into the next 42 minutes. I said when I prayed, not many people believe that God answers prayer. If you believed that there were a God in heaven, and that God was omnipotent, omniscient, and that God would answer your prayers, don't you tell me you'd pray how much the amount of time you prayed today. Answer this question. How long have you prayed today? Don't answer to me. Answer yourself. Just be honest with yourself and tell yourself how long you prayed today. And yet the Lord says, ye have not because ye ask not. Now, observation. God wants us to have things. God happens to love you very much. He happens to want to give you things, and he wants to give you your heart's desire. Now, so God gives us many different doors at which to knock. Look at me now. He gives us many different doors at which to knock for him to give us what we need and what we desire. Now, a little of this will be old hat to you, and some will be new. But I must give you the old in order to attach the new to it. Now then, God says, for example, I'm just going to call off the doors. God says, here's one door that you can knock at, get your prayers answered. Now look at me, listen to me now, because one of these days, your baby is going to be at the point of death. one of these days you're going to have some help from God. Now, door number one at which you can knock. Turn to Matthew chapter 21. Chapter 21. Matthew. And verse number 22. Just the one verse, Matthew. And by the way, keep your Bible open to Matthew because we're going to be in and out of Matthew much of the night. Read it out loud, please. Matthew 21, 22. Ready? And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. All right? Now then, that's the first thing. What does that verse say you got to do to get your prayers answered? Believe. What is it? Believe. All right, Brother Eau Claire, stand up right there, face the people out in front of you there, and knock on the door. And now that door is the door of belief. It said, if you ask believing, that God will give you what you ask for. Is that what it says? All right. So that's the first door of believing. But Brother Eau Claire, there are times in my life where I can't believe. There are times when I pray, there are times when I pray that I honestly don't believe I'm going to get the answer. Anybody here ever pray and ask God for something and you were surprised when you got the answer? Raise your hand, would you please? Anybody here ever get something from God and you weren't surprised when you got the answer? Now, but the honest truth is, there are times, now the Bible said, if I ask and believe, I can have it. That's what it says. Okay, so I come to that door, and I knock at that door, and if I ask and believe, listen to me, I can have what I ask for. But the truth is, there are times I just can't believe. I'm praying for a few things right now. And honestly, I'm trying to get up enough courage to believe that they could ever come true. And here's what happened. Brother Claire, stand up there again and knock at the door. And what do you got to do to get? What door are you knocking at? Believe. Okay, knocks at the door. And the door doesn't open. He doesn't get what he wants. So he quit. Okay, and he goes back. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. God says, hold it. I'm God now. Yeah, we'll let you spread around the country. Pray for the whole universe right now. I'm God for a few minutes. God said, hold it, hold it. Don't go away. I want you to have it. If you can't believe, I've got another door. See, it isn't prayer promise plus prayer promise plus prayer promise plus prayer promise equal answer. No. It's prayer promise equal answer, or another prayer promise equal answer, or another prayer promise equal answer, or another. God said, don't go away. I want you to get this. So I've got another way you can get it in case you can't believe. All right? So don't go back yet, son. I want you to have this. So I've got another way for you to get it. All right, turn please to Matthew 18, 19. Matthew 18, 19. You can sit down, Bob, and I'll call you up in a few minutes again. Matthew 18, 19. Read it out loud with me, please. Ready? Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now, what's that prayer promise? If two or more agree as touching anything on earth. Is that right? All right. Now, get up and knock at the first door. And what's that door? Believe. Now, if he asks and believes, he can get it. Is that right? Oh, but he's having a hard time believing. So he starts to sit down. And God said, hold it, hold it, hold it. Don't go. I want you to have this. I've got something for you. I've got another door you can knock at. It's not one door with every prayer promise in the Bible written on that door. It's many doors with a different prayer promise written on every door. Each door. All right. So if you can get somebody to agree. All right. Get Deborah here to get up here with you. And y'all knock on the next door. Hold it. You're knocking on the first door. Come over and knock on the next door. Now. So, they knock on the next door. What's the next door? If they what? Agree. If two or more, say it, agree. If two or more what? Agree. First door is if you what? Believe. But what if you can't believe? He says, don't go away. Come back. I've got another way to get your prayer answered. He said, if two will agree. So, if that works, that's good. But the trouble is, thank you, fellas. While Eau Claire's praying for one thing, Depper's praying for another. I never forget. We're a Howells Anderson College. We're trying to get that property out there. You listen? Trying to get that property at Howells Anderson College. And I believed in the prayers of John R. Rice. I just never, whenever I was sick, I wanted Dr. Rice to pray for me. And so I believed in his prayers. I knew him well. I knew how he prayed, and I believed in him. So we're trying to raise the money and couldn't get the money, and it looked like we're going to lose the property. And I said, Dr. Rice, I turned to Matthew 18:19. I said, would you mind claiming this verse with me for the Howells Anderson College property? He and I got on our knees in his bedroom in the motel and started to pray. And I said, now, Dr. Rice, would you agree with me here that we'll claim the property? He said, that's right. So I prayed first. Oh, God, give us the property. Oh, God, $2.5 million. We got to have it. Oh, God, I beg you. I said, Dr. Rice, now you pray. He said, oh, God, bless the sword of the Lord. And, oh, God, bless the voice of revival broadcast, sword of the Lord promote. And, oh, God, bless the book, ministry of the sword of the Lord. Oh, God, I pray you bless Mr. Al Byers and bless Viola Walden. Oh, God, bless the sword conferences we've got down yonder in Wadsworth, and bless the conference down yonder in Florida. Oh, God. I walked out. I got up and walked out of the room. I don't know what else he said. I mean, he didn't agree. The honest truth is, there are times you can't find anybody to agree. I mean, especially if you're married. I've been telling the story ever since Monday about the two guys hadn't seen each other for a long time, in years. One of them said to the other, said, how's your wife doing? Oh, said, she's a little angel. The other fellow said, boy, you're lucky, mine's still alive. I don't know where that fits in, but I wanted to tell it to you. Now, Brother O'Clair steps up here, and he knocks on door number one. And that's the door of what? If you believe, if you ask and you believe. Okay, said, if you what? Believe. If you what? Believe. That's door number one. Okay? He has a hard time believing. And so he said, oh, I can't believe. I'll just forget it. He goes, hey, hold it. God said, don't go away yet. I got another door. So he comes over here and knocks on the second door. And that door says, if two or more shall agree as touching anything. And so they both knock on that door. If they agree, then they get it. Is that right? Ah, but Depper over here is praying for something else. Oh, Claire is praying for the college, and Depper is praying for his customers out there. And he's praying for better business. And so they don't agree. And so, you can say, yeah, Brother Depper. But Depper, you're the one on the right. And so here's Bob O'Clair. He went to door number one. He couldn't believe. He went back to his seat. Hey, God said, hey, don't do it. Come back. So he comes back to door number two. And door number two is if two can what? Two can what? Agree. He knocks on that door. And Depper's praying for the cemetery. And then I pray for the same thing. So Claire goes back to have a seat. Hey, hold it. I got another door. I want you to have this. Hey, God is not the kind of God trying to keep something from you like you'd hold a piece of meat up in front of a dog and make him jump. I mean, God wants you to have things. He happens to love you. He happens to want to give you what you need and what you desire. And so God said, hold it, Bob. I got another way. Turn to Mark chapter 9, please. Mark chapter 9. And verse number 29 of Mark chapter 9. Read it out loud, please. Ready? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Okay, now what's the third door? Fasting. What's the first door? Belief. What's the second door? Agreement. What's the third door? So, Brother O'Clair comes up here, knocks on the first door. What is that? Belief. But sometimes you can't believe. That doesn't mean you can't have it. Do you know what I said? That doesn't mean you can't have it. There are other ways to get it other than believing. So God says, come over to the next door. Get somebody to agree with you. He knocks on that door. But he can't find anybody. Not a single person here will agree. Oh, my soul, what's he going to do? God said, hey, don't leave yet. I got another one for you. And the other one is fasting. Now, that simply means that you go without food for a long period of time. That's exactly what it means.
And God said, this kind cometh forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Well, praise the Lord, you can do that, can't you? He knocks on the door of fasting. What's the first door? Belief. What's the second door? Agreement. What's the third door? Fasting. He knocks on that door. And all of a sudden, he feels a pain in his stomach. He goes to the doctor. The doctor says, you're sick, man. You'll die if you don't eat. And he can't fast. You may have noticed. He can't fast. I mean, there are people that just cannot fast. In fact, all of us are that way. When God mentioned fasting, he wouldn't have meant for us to do it. He wouldn't put McDonald's on every street in the county. But honestly, now I could fast, but a lot of people health wise. Okay, seriously, how many of you have some kind of an illness that would be detrimental to your health if you fast? I don't mean gluttony. That's not an illness. You have some kind of an illness that would keep you from fasting health wise. Raise your hand, would you please? All right. So that means that they can't get it that way. Okay, go sit back down. So, Mr. O'Clair, you want something from God, is that right? All right, so God said, okay, knock on door number one. What's door number one? Belief. And if you believe, you can have it, right? Oh, but for some reason he can't believe. He's like most of us are. I wish I could believe I'll get it, but I can't. He starts to go back, and God said, hold it. I got a second door. I want you to have it. There are many ways you can get this. Now you said, second one is what? Say it. Agreement. All right, if somebody can agree with him. So he comes and knocks on that door. But he finds he's there by himself. He looks around, and nobody up here will come up here and agree with him. Oh, my soul, what's he going to do? Now he's knocked on the first door, and that's not open because he can't believe. He's knocked on the second door, and that's not open because he can't find anybody to be in perfect agreement, just like I couldn't get Dr. Rice to pray with me for the campus out here. And now then, he comes and knocks on the third door. And that's what? Fasting. Oh, but he finds out that he has some kind of serious illness, and he can't fast. It'll be detrimental to his health, and you can't serve God if you're not healthy. And so he can't fast. Oh, my soul, what's he going to do? He wants this thing from God. And so he tries to believe and can't believe. He tries to find somebody to agree and can't find anybody to agree. Now he tries to fast, and he can't fast. So he goes back and says, I can't get my prayers answered. Hold it, says God. I've got another door. I want you to have this. It is not believing plus agreeing plus fasting. It's believing or agreeing or fasting. But I got another one for you. Turn, please, if you would, over to Acts 1:14. Acts 1:14. All right. Verse 14, read it, please. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Now, I could have taken you, if it had time, to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, plural, and seek my face, and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Now, what does that mean? That means if God's people will get in one accord. Okay, Brother Claire, sit back down here now. You got something you want, is that right? Okay, now, God said, I want you to have it. What's the first way to get it? Tell me. So he comes up and knocks on the door. But he finds he can't what? Believe. Does that mean he can't have it? See, that's your problem. You give up too quickly. God said, I got a bunch of ways to give you what you want. I want you to have it more than you want it. So don't quit trying. He said, okay, I believe. But Brother Claire says, I can't believe. He starts back to his seat. Hey, don't give up. I got another way here. So he comes over here. What's the second door? Agreement. So he knocks on that door. But he can't find anybody to agree with him. Everybody's got his own interest. Nobody's concerned about what he wants like he is. And that word agreement there means a mutual degree of agreement. It means you want it the same amount. And he can't find anybody to agree with him. So, oh my soul, I can't get it. So he goes back to his seat. Hey, says God, don't leave. He comes back. And God said, I got another door. What's that door? Fasting. And so he decides to fast. He knocks on that door. But he finds he can't do it because it makes him, he has an illness and he can't do it. And now then, oh, he wants it, but he can't believe and he can't find anybody to agree and he can't fast. So he goes back. He goes back to his chair. Hey, hold it, God said. There's a fourth door. And that fourth door is his people in one accord. So come knock on that door. He knocks on the fourth door. But all of a sudden he finds out his church is having a church split. Not this one. We've already had ours for this year. But the people not one accord. And that's a tragic shame. That's one of the sad commentaries of America. I don't know when I've been to a church that wasn't having some problem with some cantankerous somebody. But he knocks on the door. But the church is not in one accord. Oh my. He tried first what? Belief. And he couldn't believe. Then he tried what? Agreement. And couldn't get by degree. And then he tried what? Fasting. And he couldn't fast. And now he tries to call the church, the church in one accord to pray with him. That's the kind of praying they did for Peter when he's in prison at the house of Mary. They're in one accord and they prayed. That's the kind they don't Pentecost. But some people don't belong to a church that's in one accord. Oh, my soul. God said, I want you to have it. He goes back. He's tried to knock it on four doors. And hold it. Wait a minute. There's another door. God, I want you to have it. I love you. I want you to have it. And so, there's door number five. Turn to John 14:13, please. John 14:13. Read it out loud, please. Ready? Make it 13 and 14. Ready? And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. All right? That's in his name. Now, what does it mean in his name? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Look at me now. That's the next door. The door of doing it for Jesus' sake. It's God will get glory. So, he comes up, wants to get something, and knocks on door number one. What is it? What is it? Can he believe? No. And God said, don't go. I got another door. What second door? Agreement. And he can't find anybody to pray with him and agree with him. God said, don't leave. I got another door. What's the next door? Fasting. And finds that he can't do that because of his health. But God said, don't leave. I've got another way. This same thing that you want, I got a bunch of doors that I'll open if you'll just not get. You don't have to get all of them open. Just one of them's all you got to get open. And he can't take care of the fasting either. And then door number four, he needs to go to a church in what? One accord. He knocks on that door and finds out the church is having a church split. And so God said, hey, don't leave yet. I got something else for you. So he knocks on that door. And that door is asking in Jesus' name. Say it. Asking in. Say it. Asking in Jesus' name. Now, what does that mean? That means asking for Jesus' sake. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, but the honest, simple truth is, I'm going to confess something. I'm asking for some things right now that I'm not asking for Jesus' sake. I'm asking for Jax's sake. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you can ask, say, Dear Father, for Jesus' sake, for His glory, I want this. And God said, you can have it. But let's face the issue, folks. We're selfish people. Most of the things you pray for are not for Jesus' sake, they're for your sake. We're having a hard time getting these prayers answered. We tried five doors now. So he goes back. Hold it! Hold it. He tries door number one. That's what? Talk to me. What? Believe. And he can't believe. He tries door number two. That's what? He was going to try door number two. But he couldn't find anybody to agree. So he goes to door number three. What's that one? Asking. Any one of these doors can get it for him. But he can't fast because of his health. So he goes to door number four. That's the going to the church of what? One accord. But the church is not one accord. So he goes to door number five. And door number five is asking in. Yes. And for whose glory? For the glory of God. That the Father may be glorified through the Son. In Jesus' name. But he can't do it. This is something he wants himself. Just like most of the things you want. So he can't get it at that door. So he goes back. Oh, don't go. I love you. I'm God. I love you. I want you to have it. I've made numbers of doors. It's not just one door. It isn't believing plus agreeing plus fasting plus the church in one accord plus in Jesus' name. Any one of those, I'll give you what you want if you meet the promise conditions. So how about this one? Turn, please, to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 7. Read verses 7 and 8, please, all aloud. Ready? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Now, this little verb, ask and receive, it is in the linear, which means keep on asking. Just keep on asking. So you come to door number one. He tries to believe and can't believe. So he goes to door number two. He tries to get somebody to agree with him, and he can't get anybody to agree with him. So he goes to door number three. He tries to fast, and he can't or won't fast. So he goes to door number four. He tries to find the church in one accord to pray with him, but the church is not in one accord. So he goes to door number five. He asks in Jesus' name, but he can't ask in Jesus' name because this is for his own sake. And so he can't get door number five. So God said, okay, if you can't believe, and if you can't get anybody to agree with you, and if you can't fast, if you can't find a church in one accord, if you can't do it for my glory, he said, go to door number six, and that is just keep on asking me. Just don't quit. Knock and 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 knock. And God said, just keep on praying till light breaks through. The Lord will answer. He'll answer you. God keeps his promise. That book is true. Just keep on praying till light breaks through. Thank you. Thank you. All right. But now, wait a minute. There is a door you never hear mentioned. And that's door number seven. Whatsoever thing ye desire when ye pray. Didn't say pray and get it. Said when you go pray, desire it. Now that word desire is a mighty strong word. It means you want it with all of your heart. How many of you have prayed? Now I don't mean you said, you're a wonderful God, and I love you, and glory be to the Father. That's not praying. That's praising. Praying is asking for something. How many of you have asked for something today? Raise your hand. All right. I'm trying to figure out what to do here. George, what'd you ask for? Engine for the fellow to get away to go back. Okay. I was hoping you couldn't think of anything you asked for. That's why I chose you. You look like you're more senile than anybody had their hand up. Desire. Thank you, Bob. Desire. It's hard to believe we missed it. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray. Didn't say pray and get it. Said when you go pray, desire it. May I tell you one of the main reasons this church is on this corner like it is tonight? Because you're looking at a man who wanted it with all of his heart. I took a poll several years ago, about 15, 20 years ago, of the preachers that had the fastest growing great large churches in America. I went to every one of them, or called them on the phone either, every one of them, and I said, what is the main thing that's the reason for your having this church and you've seen this church grow like this? And every one of them said, I wanted it till I would have died if I didn't get it. What sort of things you desire? Want it! When you pray. When you pray. I've used this illustration again and again, and I've asked preachers this again and again, but I think of one especially. I know a preacher took a little handful of people in another state, grew a church. I was with him for many years, every year. grew a church through these years, I guess over a period of 20 years, to growing 1,800 and 2,000 Sunday school. Went back the next year, had about 1,600. Went back the next year, about 14. Next year, about 12. After 4 or 5 years of that, I said, look, what's wrong? What's happened? Are folks moving away? No. Had a split? No. I said, what's happened? And he said, I just don't want it like I used to want it. And that's why he doesn't have it. I thank God at the age of 67, I still want it. I thank God 2 months before my 68th birthday, I want it! I want it! What's the things you desire? Desire it! Want it! Good night. We got a generation of people who don't want anything anymore. You check your Bible. Romans, we won't turn to it. Romans 10, 1 and 2. Brethren, my heart's, next word, desire. Why did Paul go around the world reaching the Jewish nation for God? Why did he go to synagogue to synagogue? Preach the gospel in those synagogues? Get people saved, start churches next door to the synagogue? Why did Paul conquer the Western world and rim the Mediterranean Sea with the gospel? Why? Because it was his heart's desire. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. You don't want it enough to stay awake in your Bible study. No. You listen, more preachers don't have the power of God because they don't want the power of God. I'll die. Oh, John Knox said, give me Scotland or I die. You got the desire. Romans 9:3, Paul said, I could wish myself accursed. And that word accursed is the Greek word anathema, which Paul is saying, I could wish myself unsaved. I could wish myself standing before the great white throne judgment. I could wish myself to hear God himself say, depart from me to everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Paul said, I'd be willing to be unsaved, stand before God unprepared, and die and go to hell if my people would get saved. And that's why his people got saved. And that's why Paul was the greatest missionary and the greatest Christian that ever walked the face of the earth. I don't care where we have missionaries here tonight. I don't care where you are. If you say, I will die or build a work here, you'll build a work there. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, desire it, want it. That's what it means in Luke 11, 5 through 18. Story that I've used so often that I'll not go through tonight. When a man came at midnight and said to his friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine, his journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. He kept on begging and kept on begging and kept on begging and kept on begging. He had to have it. He had to have it. You know why we own Hiles? One of the main reasons we own Hiles Anderson College campus tonight? Because Dr. Jack Hiles went out there every month for 12 months and spent all night out there on his face before God, praying for God to give us Hiles that campus for the glory of Almighty God. And I thought, I'd die if I didn't get it. I'm saying, whatsoever things you desire when you pray. That verse doesn't say prayer changes things. It says desire changes things. That's what it means in Luke 18:1 and following. Spake a parable unto them. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. They talked about that unjust judge that was having court, and the widow came and said, I want you to avenge me, my adversary. And she kept on begging and kept on begging and kept on begging. She had to have it. And she got it. That's what Isaiah 44:3 means when it says, I'll pour water on him who's thirsty. That's what Matthew 5 and 6 means when it says, blessed are ye, or blessed, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Some of you folks going to sleep right now, you really are thirsting after it, aren't you? You're hungry for it, aren't you? Let me tell you something, brother. You get me a church of people that want to know this book and the truth of this book like the World Cup fellows want to win that World Cup and take it back their foreign countries. Until if a man kicks a goal in somebody else's goal and makes a mistake, he goes home and gets murdered, and people in those countries are committing suicide because their team's lost. You give me some Christians like that and we'll shake the world for God like the World Cup is doing. whatsoever things you desire when you pray. And say whatsoever things you pray for when you desire when you pray. John 7:37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Now listen carefully, I'm going to close in a minute. Okay, you say, preacher, I understand that. There are all these doors here, and there are other doors. We haven't gone to all the doors. Let's go again. He comes up, knocks on the first door. What is it? And he can't believe. He goes to the second door. What is that? Agreement. Can't find it by degree. What's the third door? Fasting. But he can't fast because of his health. What's the fourth door? Church in one accord. But the church is not one accord. He goes to the fifth door. What's that? Asking in Jesus' name. But the truth is, he wants it for himself. So he goes to the sixth door. And what's that one? Keep on. Just keep on asking. Keep on asking. Say it. Keep on asking and keep on asking. But then he goes to door number seven. And door number seven is what? Desire. Desire. Whatsoever things you desire. Now, Mr. O'Clair, that's easy to say, but how do you get that desire? That's what you're asking right now. How can I get that desire? It's easy. Psalm 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That's not talking about he'll give you what you want. He'll give you what to want. He won't give you what you want yourself. He'll put in your heart the desire for what you ought to want. And if you did, but you say, well, you delight yourself in the Lord. Now listen carefully to me.
Thank you, Bob.
I enjoy preaching. They'll be making popsicles where the booger man lives before I say to somebody that comes to visit, would you come preach for us tonight? It's my pulpit. Thank you. I enjoy preaching. I feel sorry for the preachers in America who don't enjoy preaching. That's one reason why most of them can't preach. They don't preach enough to stay in practice. By the time most preachers, Monday after Monday evening, were on the 16th hole, I was preaching again. Time most preachers getting their nerves calmed after having to preach on the peace of God on Sunday, I was preaching again. Dr. Streeter has been amazed. He takes my blood pressure when I finish preaching, and it's lower than it is before I start. People say, you get nervous preaching? No, people get nervous when I preach, but I don't get nervous. Well, Dr. Bob Jones used to say, Dr. Rice and I don't have ulcers, we give ulcers. I enjoy it. And that's one reason God answers my prayer. Delight thyself in the Lord. Didn't say delight thyself in great America. Didn't say delight thyself in the World Cup. Didn't say delight thyself in the cup. Let's go on. White Sox. It says delight. Have fun in God's work. And God will put the right desires in your heart. I enjoy the Bible. I've got to read the Bible. Promise God I would. Not me, Buster. I enjoy the Bible. Now, it's going to shock you. Now, listen carefully to me. There are people all over this room who need to get right with God because you have spent more time watching, and I'm not kidding right now, watching the O.J. Simpson trial than you have in God's eternal book, and you ought to be on your face begging God for his forgiveness. I would rather read the Bible than the sport page. I would rather read the Bible than the newspaper. I'd rather read the Bible than anything else I do or read or activity. And God said, if you delight yourself in the Lord, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the right desires. I enjoy praying. I don't pray because I have to. I pray because I enjoy it. Brother Eddie met me at the airport today, and I enjoy being with him. I enjoy being with Brother Colston. I enjoy being with Brother Young. I don't enjoy Stubblefield. He's too smart. We're never together that much. I enjoy being with Dr. Jorgensen. Well, don't you think I ought to enjoy being with their Creator? He didn't say, bore yourself with the Lord, and he should give the desires of thine heart. I enjoy church. So does Mike Harris. His air conditioner is broken. And I enjoy it. I enjoy preaching. I enjoy doing it, and I enjoy listening to it. I enjoy meditation.
Love it.
And because, listen carefully, because I do, enjoy it. I'm reversing the whole study. Because I do enjoy it, God places the right desires in my heart. Delight thyself also to the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires. He places the right desires in my heart. And I take those right desires, and I want them, and I thirst for them, and I want them more than anything else in the whole world. And God says, that's another door. So if you can believe tonight, knock on that door. You can get what you ask. But if you can't believe, knock on the next door. Try to get somebody to agree with you. But if you can't find anybody with a similar desire to agree, or similar amount of agreeing, then go knock on the next door and fast. If for some reason you can't fast, go knock on the next door. Try to ask the church folks to pray for you if they're in one accord. But if church is not one accord, go knock on the next door. Do it for the glory of God. If you can't do it for the glory of God, you want it for yourself, go knock on the next door. Just keep on and keep on and keep on and keep on and keep on. Or if that doesn't work for you, if you can't keep on, you go to sleep while you're praying, go to the next door. And desire. Desire. Have you ever wanted something so bad you thought you'd die if you didn't get it? That's what the desire is. It's how I felt on a 26-mile hike when I was in the Army, when it was 109 degrees in the shade in Fort Hood, Texas, and my canteen was empty of water, and I had 13 miles to go, and I thought I would die. I even took my handkerchief out and wiped sweat off my body and licked the moisture. I was so thirsty. If you ever get that thirsty for the things of God, you will understand what the Savior meant when he said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray. Shall we stand, please?